Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People who live by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And Jonah, today, our very special guest is our fellow Rotarian, Ellie Savoy, who is the sitting president of My Rotary Club in Millbrook, New York. And she was vetted and into Rotary and trained under the watchful, capable eye of our producer, Betty Renner, who is a past president.
You know, I'm outnumbered here. There's three Millbrook Rotarians to little old me from Red Hook.
Let's have a round of applause. It's
a Ellie Savoy.
Club,
Ellie Savoy.
Club. Ellie, but
good morning and welcome to Radio Rotary.
Can't wait to hear her voice on the air because Ellie hails originally from
the Bronx. From the Bronx.
No,
it's obvious.
That's right.
You haven't let this poor woman speak.
Can you hear his accent?
Wait. Ellie, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Radio Rotary.
Thank you very much.
And you are from the Bronx, are you not?
Originally, yes.
Yes, it's obvious from her accent. No.
Where are you from, Ellie?
I'm from Gloucestershire in England.
In England. She's a Brit.
Yes,
but she
a beautiful Brit.
A beautiful Brit. But
beautiful,
she now makes
Brit.
Her home in Millbrook, New York.
Right. And so, Ellie, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
What brought you to the United States and when?
May 20th, 1998, I came on a visitor's visa for 3 months, and that was 13 years ago.
She came to visit and
Wait. You know, if the customs and immigration people listening...
Well, everything is legal.
All right.
Yes, I'm here legally. I'm married to a wonderful guy who is American, and he's the reason I stayed.
Right. And you married one of us, even though the fact that we speak funny. We don't actually speak English. We speak American.
Ah, yes.
And what got you into Rotary?
One of the current members, Tom Stroop, asked me, I guess it was about 9 years ago, if I would like to come to a meeting. He used to own a printing company in the village of Millbrook called Central Press. And I was there one day placing an order for some business stationery, and he asked me to come, and I did. And shortly thereafter, I became a member.
And moved on up the food chain of life.
Yes.
And is now a wonderful president of our club. And we wanted to talk a little bit about what our club does during the year, just some of the activities, to give our listening audience an idea of what Rotary, that it's fun. Yes, it's a service club, and our objective is to raise money, but we do it through fun ways, ways that you can participate easily in. So give us an idea of what, like, our biggest initiative at our club, Ellie, is the directory.
Yes.
And talk a little bit about that, would you?
Yes, we've been doing that now for a number of years. And in fact, Betty Renner, once again, was the originator of that program for our club. And it's turned into, for many years now, it's been a really wonderful fundraiser for us. It takes the involvement of every member in our club, and we go out and we basically sell ads to the local business community. It's also expanded into a service directory. It lists an incredible amount of information and just a wonderful tool to have right by your telephone. So
and
that
people wait for it every year.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a real community service thing almost, because it is a like a little Rolodex, immediate Rolodex.
Yes.
To the services and products in our area.
Yes, it's a wonderful resource, and you know it's available for the whole year, so it's not like if when somebody places an ad, it's in the garbage the following week.
And they're free to the community. They're drop points.
The best part of the directory this year are pictures in it. if you go to Millbrook and pick up a copy, we're in the middle. The attractive redhead is Sarah. The old geezer next to her is me.
Yeah, because one of the reasons why they have us featured is because Radio Rotary was birthed from the Millbrook Club.
That's right.
This is just to give our listening audience an idea of how, you know, we talk to so many different and fascinating people on this show, and so many of the initiatives started out as an idea of one person.
Right.
And going back to, we have a Rotarian, a fellow in our district, Larry Plant, that always says, don't think that that one person cannot make a difference, because one person can have a really great idea and it can blossom into something that positively affects everybody, positively affects or improves somebody's or a group of people's situation. And that really is a big thrust of Rotary. That, I think that's, that we're all in it for that, feeling like we are contributing.
One of those persons that contributes so much is our guest, Ellie Savoy, president of the Millbrook Rotary. And Ellie, what do you do professionally when you're not spending hours and hours keeping Sarah and Betty in line?
I'm a real estate broker, and I also own a landscape company with my husband that I'm also involved with.
All right, and do you design like shrubbery and stuff like that?
Not really so much. Not
designing. You help maintain.
Well, if somebody knows what the word I'm trying to think of is landscape architect. We're not landscape architects, but yes, we can come up with plans and. You know, if somebody, so it's everything, soup to nuts, from weed embeds to doing extensive stonework and anything else in between. So we've been doing that now for 11 years and have, you know, remained very busy throughout this recession.
Now, you said you came over from Gloucestershire in the UK. What was the biggest adjustment as a British citizen coming here to live in the United States, other than the fact that we drive in the United States on the wrong side of the road?
Gosh.
Because I have English friends who come over and they say we're all mad. Not angry mad, but mad like insane.
Well, I was very homesick.
That's because they're no you.
Right.
Excuse me. So you were
I was very homesick for a long time. So that was a big adjustment for me. The food, the portions of food are rather big, so I found myself eating quite a lot more when I first came here.
Did you gain weight when you came?
Yes. So, but anyway, yes, I feel like I've always lived here now, though. It's really very much my home.
Let's get back to Millbrook Rotary and your year as president. What are some of the, besides the wonderful directory that's such a great public service in the Millbrook area? You have speakers every month at the Millbrook Rotary.
Yep, every week. Well, we meet on Wednesdays at 12:15 at Copperfields, just outside the village of Millbrook. And the first Wednesday of the month is our business meeting, following our board meeting. And then all the other Wednesdays, we do have speakers.
And tell us about some of the speakers that you've invited during your year as president, some of the more interesting speakers.
Besides that fellow who talked about membership and radio work.
Yeah, we have this really nice guy, Jonah, come and speak to us about membership. Well, actually, as you know, Rotary International observes every month is a special month. And I sort of played into that this year in structuring. We all have a responsibility to find good speakers and interest in speakers, but this month, for example, is Literacy Month. March is Literacy Month. So we had someone come and speak to us about that just a week ago. And in October, for example, Vocational Month, we had someone come and speak to us pertaining to that. We actually had our town supervisor and our the mayor of our village come and speak about their vocations during that month. But we've it's amazing how we have such an interest in speaker program.
Now, Ellie Savoy, president of the Millbrook Rotary, you were telling us you meet Wednesdays at 12:15 at Copperfields, which is a delicious restaurant on Route 44, right?
Yes.
And if you want to invite all 40,000 of our listeners live or the untold millions around the world by podcast to join you, they can be your guests, correct? You'll fit them all in?
Yes.
We do. We just recently moved there because our club had grown and we needed a bigger space and, you know, for that could accommodate people or groups of people. And we often do have visiting Rotarians or visitors from outside of the club, you know, from the greater community, and they're more than welcome.
And how many members do you have, Ellie?
We have 39 members.
39. That's a very good club. And, you know, if you're not in the Millbrook area and can't stop at Copperfields on Wednesday and would like to join the fun and fellowship of Rotary, just go to Rotary.org, R-O-T-A-Y.org. Click on the club locator button, type in your own hometown, and find out where your local Rotary club meets. Join the fellowship, the friendship, and the
food.
You got it this time. Last week you didn't get that, did you?
I know. I was slipping. Yeah, the food's very good. When you go home, Ellie, do you go as a visiting Rotarian? Do you try to track down a Rotary Club when you're...
You mean home to England, not home to Millbrook?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. When you go home to your hometown?
I haven't, actually. The main reason being that it's just often a short period of time, and it was really more focused to making
family
the rounds
friends.
To see old friends and be with my family. So, yeah, it's, you know, I'd usually sort of go for a week to 10 days, and it was hard to fit everything in.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to find out more about Ellie Savoy and the Millbrook Rotary in just a moment. But first, let me remind our listeners that they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treboas, and my co-host is the effervescent Sarah O'Connell and our very special guest, Ellie Savoy, president of Millbrook Rotary. And Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Jonah, Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Brewster, Cairo, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Kingston, Sunrise, and the Millbrook Rotary Club.
I've heard of them before, and we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
In 1985, while polio was paralyzing 1,000 children a day, Rotary International committed to a goal of ending polio worldwide. Very soon now, after contributing nearly $600 million and immunizing over 2 billion children, the goal will be achieved. Eradicating polio worldwide. That is humanity in motion. That is Rotary.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPAPC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this fascinating edition of Radio Rotary. I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Treboas, and we're talking to fellow Rotarian and sitting president of the Millbrook Rotary Club, hailed from Britain, Ellie Savoy.
And I always thought she lived in the Bronx.
That's because he can't stand the fact that he has a Brooklyn accent.
I do not have a Brooklyn accent.
I'm relentless about reminding him of that.
No, that's not true. And Ellie Savoy, hey. Hi, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's delightful to have you here. So tell us a little bit, how did you end up as president at the Millbrook Rotary? You did tell us in the first half about immigrating here and marrying your American sweetheart and how you are a landscape architect and in the real estate industry. So how did you become president of Millbrook Rotary?
Well, in a nutshell, because of Betty Renner, really working me from different angles to agree to accept the role.
Would that be the same Betty Renner who's our radio producer?
Yes, the multi-talented Betty Renner.
And yeah. The gal nobody can say no to.
Who's giving me a very dirty look, because every time I mention her on the air, she gives me a dirty look. All right.
Well, I know, if everything is so well-intentioned with Betty, so I'm actually honored to be in the role And I thank Betty for having that faith in me and sort of pushing me forward to step up and do it.
And when you became president of Millbrook Rotary, did you have certain goals or ideas of how you wanted your year to go, and how has that worked?
Well, I had heard from other past presidents that it seemed to be a work in progress, and so I wanted to do some homework prior to actually taking the role, and I did that a few months prior over the winter, and I had heard from other presidents also that, you know, some would say delegate, some would say just bring your own personality and flair to it. And so I thought about those things, and basically I just have always tried to keep the meetings interesting. I'm always looking out to our members and making sure no one's falling asleep, you know, listening to me, making announcements in one thing and another. And also to just really make sure everyone is acknowledged. We are a volunteer organization, and I just want everyone to feel important and acknowledged for their contributions.
I can attest that Ellie does, because everything does come from the heart, and she's very gracious about recognizing people from the biggest contribution to the smallest contribution. And that's what Rotary is about. It's being able to embrace everybody on every level of participation.
Well, tell us a little bit about some of the service projects, and I'll throw this question open to Sarah as well. Some of the service projects or other community events that you have there in Millbrook Rotary.
We give dictionaries to the third graders in various local schools around the Millbrook area.
As part of the literacy
yeah,
initiative.
We really are very involved with that. We also do 8th grade graduation books, and we've been involved with that for many years as well.
We have a very active interact club.
Explain what that is.
High school level. And for our listeners, that's the high school. I call them the junior Rotarians, Rotarians in the making. And it's a very active and quite a big club. And there are people in the Rotary Club that are basically the sponsors or supervisors, or what would be like a faculty advisor if they were on staff on the faculty at the school. And that's been very vital for many years, and teaches young people the value of making a contribution above and beyond yourself.
Yes, youth is a very big component of Rotary. We also have sponsored the youth exchange program for many years, and this year we have a student in from France.
Oh, great.
Yep. Who's been a guest speaker, gave a wonderful chat presentation to our club a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
he's very appealing. He's French.
He's very nice. He's actually given a presentation to our club as well. Did a very nice job doing that.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you, Jonah, that because I transferred into this club from another club, just for geographic reasons.
Let's be honest. You were too rowdy for the other club. Millbrook said, we like rowdy.
Well, I had always felt very welcome because I would drop in on Millbrook Club as a visiting Rotarian when I was, you know, kind of in the neighborhood, and felt very welcome. But the thing that impressed me about that particular club is they do everything from clean highway patrol, cleaning the trash off of the
Adopt a Highway,
to launched and for many, many years did a New Year's Eve celebration, which involved the entire village and hundreds of people, volunteers, performers, for the holidays, for the community,
family-oriented,
free of charge, to all the supporting and participating in the international initiatives of Rotary, which, of course, include, let's review, with polio, clean water, literacy, and always very active. So active on a community level, active on a club level, and active on a district level, active on an international level. I mean, it really is a very whole club.
And it has inspired leadership in Ellie Savoy, our club president at Millbrook for the year.
And you know what? Another point I want to make, because Ellie is a hyper-organized, very thorough. But one thing that embraces enthusiasm that Rotary does is another thing I'm very impressed about, is that it gives you training. There are workshops and classes that you can go to that help support and teach people who maybe are not as organized or not as good of administrators as Betty and Ellie. And it's called PETS, and it's President-elect training. We're about to have one, aren't we?
Yes.
For our district? Isn't
yes,
that
we
like
are.
Any minute now?
Any minute.
And so you go, and Ellie, tell us a little bit about that, since you've been, have had some of those experiences with some of the training that's offered by Rotary. You've been to assemblies. We have leadership conferences where any club member can go to a leadership conference, that type of thing. So,
yes, I actually was due to go to PETS last year prior to becoming president, but due to a family matter, I wasn't able to go. So the incoming president for this year stepped in my absence. But I have been to many district assemblies, and I have also been to the Rotary Leadership Institute training. And yes, as you say, it really is. It's so well organized, and there's just a wealth
of
information.
There's materials and to give you give you guidance and support. And even though you didn't attend specifically your PETS thing, you were given the materials and the support and the guidance from past presidents, people on the district level, that type of thing. I just don't want people to be afraid
Joining
Rotary, and you get sucked into this vortex of having to run the world.
Well, you know, you could join the Millbrook Club, which meets when again, Ellie?
Wednesdays, 12:15 at Copperfields on Route 44,
right,
just outside the village of Millbrook.
Or go to Rotary.org and click on the club locator button and find out where we are. In the minute or two we have left, what's going to happen in the second half of your outstanding presidency of Millbrook Rotary? What kind of things can we look forward to? And will the public be invited to any of these glorious events? What's going on?
We are actually shortly gearing up to do our directory fundraiser that we've already talked about. Actually, the year ends for me as president on June 30th, so I'm really sort of three quarters through at this point.
And we always send the president off in a blaze of glory and bring the new president in at a wonderful summer picnic where you bring your family, and it's beautiful.
Can you bring your radio? Can you bring your radio co-host?
I could bring my radio co-host. Well, we invite you every year.
If Sarah doesn't invite you,
you
can be my guest.
You'll be Ellie's guest.
And you know, in Millbrook Rotary, they always tap into the outstanding Rotarians in Millbrook Rotary to be active in the district and national, international level. So are you ready to be drafted into being something like district governor or substitute host at Radio Rotary?
You're eligible now to be an assistant governor, which Jonah has held that office.
All right.
Yeah. You were good at it, too.
Oh, well, thank you. That's kind of you to say, but I'd like to hear what Ellie has to say.
Well, it's such a loaded question. I'm trying to just enjoy the two of you speaking.
Well, Ellie Savoy, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary. We hope you had a good time. And thank you for giving the public an outstanding year of Rotary and Millbrook as president.
Yes, thank you for your service, Ellie.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. It was fun.
All right, and who do we have to thank this week for bringing us Radio Rotary, Sarah?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary District 7210, Rotary International, and the clubs of Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Poughkeepsie, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster, and by the Millbrook Rotary Club. Shameless plug.
For Ellie Savoy, Sarah O'Connor, this is Jonah Treeb-Wasser, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary, exclusively right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
On Sunday, May 1st, the American Heart Association will host its annual Heart Walk at Sebago Beach in Harriman State Park. Join thousands of participants who raise money to help in the fight against heart disease and stroke. Start your own team and come out together to celebrate wellness and heart health. You can develop your own Heart Walk website to raise money for the AHA and invite family, friends, and coworkers to support you. Contact the American Heart Association at 845-342-1115. That's 845-342-1115. Join the Heart Walk. Help raise money to beat the number one and number three killers in the U.S., heart disease and stroke.
Hudson Valley Rotarians invite you to help us help those whose homes were destroyed in Japan's earthquake and tsunami by sending life-saving shelter boxes. Each Rotary shelter box has a durable tent with water purification and cooking supplies for 10 people. For more information, go to shelterboxusa.org. That's shelterboxusa.org. Hudson Valley Rotarians invite you to help us help those whose homes were destroyed in Japan's earthquake and tsunami by sending life-saving shelter boxes. Each Rotary shelter box has a durable tent with water purification and cooking supplies for 10 people. For more information, go to shelterboxusa.org. That's shelterboxusa.org.
Become a literacy volunteer and help break the cycle of illiteracy and poverty in our communities.
Literacy Connections is looking for volunteers to help adults learn to read, become a tutor, and improve the lives of those you teach.
Information about volunteer training, tutors, and programs can be found at www.literacyconnections.org. That's www.literacyconnections.org.